And we had just come out the club, but they had it on the corner, and we just went in there, and we were sitting in the back. And the preacher said, y'all two preachers come up front. And looking back. And we were looking back, what, two preachers? He said, yeah, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all don't know it yet. Y'all going to be two preachers. Y'all going to preach. And I said, oh, man, come on. So we went up front, and he started talking. He prayed for us. So we left. And we were laughing at him. Man, this man a fool. Now, my friend, he may have been a preacher because his daddy was a preacher. But the only person that ever preached in my family was my great-grandfather. And I said, I ain't going to worry about that. But I lived to see that man again after the Lord called me to preach. And I said, man, you know, I laughed at you, Rem, when you told me that. I said, both of us. And guess what? Both of us are pastoring right now. It just goes to show you sometimes people can see things in you that you don't see yet. Because it was at least about 5 years before I became a pastor after he said, I mean a preacher after he said that. Amen.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
I want you to stand with me. Let's read a few scripture here. It's very familiar. Psalms 103, verse 1 through verse 3. The Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And then he mentioned a few of them for our consideration this morning. Number one, God forgives all of your iniquities. All of my iniquities forgiven. Number two, God healeth not some. So if you are here this morning, if you are on medication, take note of what you just read. God healeth all of our disease. If you like me, you've been in the hospital, or maybe you're still at the hospital. If you will receive this morning, they drag you to the hospital, you're going to walk out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, breathe on it. Help our understanding. Heal our bodies. Heal our minds. Glorify yourself in this house. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to please pay close attention. It's not really a sermon, it's a testimony. When I was taken to the hospital, I was trying to pray just like you would. All of us pray when we find ourselves in trouble. Am I right about it? That's not the only time to pray, but we do pray in time of trouble. And the Lord called to my attention something that happened in my life not too long ago. A friend of mine is a very blessed man. Some of you have met him. He lived in Newton, Texas. His name is James Hughes. He's a white brother. He's the richest man in the whole parish. They call it county there. And one day I was having a conversation with him. I said, James, the Lord has blessed you. You need to show a brother the secret to being so blessed. And he gave me a book. He said, you read this book, you will do just like I do, and even better. Now, I must admit, that's not what I expected from him. I never get to that book, but when I was in the hospital, the Lord reminded me of the book. He said, have you read the book that James gave to you? I told God I've not got to it. I have so many other things going on. He said the same thing with the word of God. He said, when you read the word of God, the book I gave you, and you follow the instructions I gave you, you never have to pray for your healing. It will come naturally. My brothers, my sisters, why am I telling you? Believe it or not, many of us stay sick because we don't know what's in the book. So if you don't hear anything else today, I want to encourage you. Invest some time to search the scripture. In that book, and you have a copy, if you don't, call the church office. This church will invest in getting you the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, and you know it, my people perish because they don't know what's in the book. If you don't know what the word of God says, I hate to tell you, you will be destroyed. I'm not saying have church. I'm not saying have membership. All of that are good. But you have to know what the word said. Are you listening to your pastor? the power of God is manifested only where the will of God is known. If you don't know the will of God, we can scream and shout all day. The power of God will not manifest. So you need to read the book. Don't wait for Sunday school or midweek service. Don't wait for Sunday morning for somebody to preach it to you. If you want the book to work for you, you got to read the book. The Bible is a blueprint for your living. The Bible is our roadmap. Without God, we can do absolutely nothing. Some of what you're going to encounter in the book that helped me is that there's a part of that book that talks about who the Lord is. When you read that book, you encounter over and over again how God said the Lord is. Say, for example, in Psalms 23, the book said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Amen. And because the Lord is my shepherd, because the Lord is your shepherd, guess what? You will not want for anything. If you don't read that, and you don't know that, you will go through life wanting. In another Psalms 27, the Bible again, the book said, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my what? My light. And also my what? So you know the word. Then you need to believe what he said he is. The next chapter, just looking at the book, this is what I did. In Psalms 28, he said, the Lord is your strength. And the Lord is your shield. So, the Bible made it very clear who God is to you and me. Notice 27, Psalms 27 say, the Lord is my salvation. Part of the problem of the church is that sometimes we read, but we don't understand what we are reading. Is that a fair statement? You can read a book and not understand it. This is where the preachers come in. How can they hear without a preacher? Ladies and gentlemen, part of our misunderstanding is that when we hear the Lord is my salvation, we're thinking of being born again and going to heaven. This is very incorrect. So let me give you some assignment, because you're smart. When you go home today, get on your internet or your smartphone and just Google, what does the word salvation mean? See how we can all grow? Ladies and gentlemen, that word means your health. It means your healing. It means your deliverance. It means your protection. It means your provision. You see how lost the church has been? The body of Christ? it does include eternal life, going to heaven, but that's not all it is. So because we limit the word of God, then we limit God in our lives. Salvation, that word means you've been born again and having eternal life, but that's not all to it. Included in the meaning of that word is your health, your healing, your deliverance, your protection, and your provision. I can stop here and let you go, because if you are lacking or you're struggling in any of those areas, it could be you're not saved. Even though you're active in the church. But if you find your health missing, your healing missing, your deliverance missing. Many of you have family members that needs to be delivered. Deliverance from addiction, deliverance from psychosis, deliverance from pain. Please pay attention. I beg you. It is not the will of God, even for a child of God, to struggle through life. Your salvation includes provision. By the way, don't be surprised that we talked about health and healing. When the Bible talks about health, we're talking about prevention before you get sick. When we talk about healing, we're talking about cure after you get sick. So God covered you before and after. Amen. So I'm saying to you, Jesus Christ is our health. Jesus Christ is our healing. Jesus Christ is our deliverance. Jesus Christ is our protection. And Jesus Christ is our provision. The problem is that we don't know these things. That's why the Bible says we perish. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The Bible also says some of us know or we have heard it, but we reject it. To reject means going around thinking this is too good to be true. And you'll be amazed how many things we reject. And some of us, we just get used to tolerating things. So you get flu, you say, oh, it's just flu season. Everybody get flu. So you tolerate it. You see, everybody is coughing. So that's why I'm coughing. But that's not the will of God for us. What is the will of God? Isaiah 53, verse 4. He says, surely he bore our griefs, and surely he carried our sorrows. Am I in the book? In other words, when the Bible says he bore our griefs, he carried our sorrow, that means it's already done. Now, I will say something that may shock your religion. If somebody has already given you something and you're still asking for it, you got a problem. The Lord had to remind me that at the hospital. He said, look, you're asking me what I've already done for you. Just receive it and start thanking God. Let that soak in. He already bore our griefs. He already carried our sorrow. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Receive it. When I was taken to the hospital, there was a gentleman that picked me up to wheel me in. And I noticed he was crying. I didn't know him from Adam. I said, don't cry for me. I'll be all right. He said, you don't understand. He said, I was on crack cocaine. You don't know me from Adam. And you ministered to me. You told me, hey, don't turn me up. He said, I looked at the television and said, who is this crazy? He used some colorful words. But he said that was the last day I fooled with drugs. But he never thought he would meet me one day. And here is me at the hospital. And he had to wheel me in. And he just broke down emotionally. The Lord used him to minister to me. I knew everything would be all right. When they decided to assign me to a ward, and they brought the staff to me, and they introduced my daughter-in-law, Aziza, who is married to my son, they said, this is the head nurse that will be taking care of you. Again, I knew in my spirit, everything be all right. The Lord kept reminding me, remember what I said in my book. Isaiah 53 verse 5, you know it. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Our punishment, that's what you call chastisement. Our punishment that we are supposed to receive was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. Jesus confirmed that scripture in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. This is the New Testament. He was preaching. And he quoted that same book from the Old Testament. But this time he called it infirmities and disease. So you can tell God is always mindful of healing our body. What is my message to all of us? Jesus already taking our sicknesses. And he's already taking our disease. So I want to show you how you're going to receive it briefly. And I'm out of here. Just remember there are three parts of your body. You have a spirit. What else? You have a soul. And you have a body. Let me help our understanding. There is no such thing as spiritual healing. Our spirit can never be healed. Your spirit, my spirit, can only be reborn. That's why we must be born again. But your body can be healed. Your soul, talking about your mind, your will, and your emotion, it can be healed. That is why if you're dealing with depression, you can be healed. If you're dealing with psychosis, this part of your soul, it can be healed. Any area of your body. In case you don't know, what happened to me is what we call irregular heartbeat. See, my life is very transparent. I'm a public figure. In case you don't know, right on my chest, there's something called a defibrillator. It's been there for years. All right? I want to show you how these things work. And the reason why the last Sunday when I was preaching and I fell out, it's because my heart was beating irregularly. So the defibrillator sensed it. And the defibrillator is planted there to shut that heart down. All right? To shock the heart. And that's exactly what happened. Now, typically, if you're not preaching or you're not driving or you're not doing anything, you will just feel the pain temporarily. And then the heart will restart itself. But because I am preaching, because I'm very acting under pressure, so I collapse. That's what happened. So now you see when I say your body can be healed, I'm not talking theories. That's my body. So I don't know what you're dealing with. You're not a public figure. You don't need to tell the whole world like I do. My family always, they're amazed how transparent I am. But whatever you're dealing with, you don't have to accept it. God is your healer. So your body can be healed, right? Your soul can be healed, right? Your spirit got to be reborn. That's why Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart. So when your heart is dead, you need a new one. He said, I will give you a heart of flesh to replace a heart of stone. So the heart is not about healing. It's got to be replaced. Hallelujah. So how does it work? That's what I want you to grab hold of. There are three places where Jesus shed the blood. Number one, he was at the garden. Am I right about it? Please receive it. It's so simple to understand. He was, nobody beat him. Nobody shoot him. He was dealing with emotional pain. Mind is troubled. Amen. So if you have loved ones who have psychosis, or if you have a diagnosis of anxiety, depression, anything dealing with your mind, Jesus paid for it in that garden. The next time he shed blood, he was put on a whooping post. All right. They tied him and they were beating him. The Bible records 39 lashes. Guess what he was shedding his blood for that time? Not his emotion, not his mind, his body. So if there's anything wrong in your body as you're listening to me, and many of you on TV land, on social media, radio, if any area of your body is being attacked, Jesus paid for that. On that whooping post. And the third time he shed blood is, of course, on the cross. That's for the rebirth of your heart. Because he was punished for all your sins, for all my sins. Amen. So all we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is really what this pastor just said. Receive it. In fact, this might shock you. You don't even have to pray for it. It's already done. Receive it. Get a revelation of what God has done. And begin to say, Lord, I thank you. That's what I had to do. Lord, I thank you for my healing. I thank you for my miracle. Just kept saying it until your spirit gets it. I want you all to stand. If you're here this morning and you say, Brother Pastor, I want you to pray with me. I believe with all my heart, there is absolutely nothing too hard for God. In case you don't know, they had to keep me for days because they said when I fell, I hid my brain on the floor. See, I didn't know what was going on. And they do what we call a CAT scan. And they saw blood in my brain. They say, well, we have to open your brain and clean out those blood. Because if we allow it to spread, then you will lose the most important part of your body. Are you listening to me? Then they also told me, I was at Cabrini. They said, Pastor, we got another problem. Your problem is so severe that we don't have anybody at Cabrini Hospital that can work on your brain. We have to transfer you to Rapids General. I didn't even know that. They said Rapids General is the only place where we have a neurosurgeon. So they chained me to Rapids General. I met the neurosurgeon and all his operating staff, the surgical team. They said, they explained what they're going to do, why they need to do it, why it's important for them to prevent those blood from spreading around. And then he said, let me take my own CAT scan to make sure. I say, that's a good idea. And he said, in the morning, we'll be ready to do the surgery. And sure enough, I go back to the book. Lord, you said I should call you to remembrance. of your word. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. All my messed up, all my punishment was laid up upon you. By your stripes, I am healed. And sure enough, they did the CAT scan the next day, and they couldn't find no blood. I just stopped by to tell somebody, the Lord is your healer. The neurosurgeon said, I will not let you go because this is weird. This is strange. We have to do more. We just want to be sure. And they began to take the pictures of my brain every day. And every day they got the same result. No blockage, no blood spreading. The Lord Jesus Christ healed my body.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
Good morning to everybody. Can we give praise this morning? Everybody, can we give God some praise this morning? Let's stand on our feet and give him some praise. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way, and we're just so glad and happy to be here. If you are happy to be here this morning, can you make some noise? And for those that are live streaming, come on, clap your hands with us like this. We're going to talk about this morning. Clap your hands. Song says, down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. Oh, help me, I'm singing.
Shows that. since I met Jesus, since he changed all this old soul of mine, it makes me wanna run on, shout, shout hallelujah unto the end. Oh, his yoke is easy. His yoke is easy.
What you've done, how can I forget?
Say, how can I forget how you brought me? How can I forget? Now everybody clap those hands. Come on and clap them like you love the Lord. Everybody clap your hands. Come on. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Come on, if you're so thankful for what Jesus done for you, can you lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Come on, tell him, say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. And we will never forget what you did for us. We can't forget what you've done for us, God. Thank you, Jesus. We can't forget what you've done for us. Yeah. Oh, I can't forget what you've done for me. And I'm so grateful, Jesus. I can't forget what you've done for me. Yeah. Oh, I can't forget what you've done for me. Somebody asked a question, what did he do for you? I'll tell you. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. Unconditional love. Went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Oh, that's love. Can y'all help us sing? Say, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. You and me.